From the studios of EWTN, this is Open Line with today's host, Father Larry Richards. In North America, call toll-free 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Outside North America, call 1-205-271-2985. You can also text the letters EWTN to 55000 or send an email to openline@ewtn.com.
A tremendous Thursday to each and every one of you. Thanks so much for tuning in to EWTN's Open Line. Father Larry Richards is in the house, coming to you live from St. Joseph Community, Bread of Life Parish, Bread of Life Community, St. Joseph Parish in Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm listexic. What can I tell you? If you'd like to talk the new evangelization with Father Larry, the number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you're outside the United States and Canada, we'd still love to hear from you. Your number is 1-205-271-2985. And we will put you straight to the front of the line at 1-205-271-2985. We can receive your text by texting the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Text your first name and your question. Message and data rates may apply. You can always send us an email, openline@ewtn.com. I'm Jack Williams. The lovely and talented Michael McCall produces the program. Your call screener is Mr. Ryan Penny and Jeff Burson handling our social media activity. So if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live, give a big wave to Father Larry, and he may very well get to your question by the end of the program. Father Larry, how are you?
I'm very blessed. I am going to El Centro tomorrow to be on that, to do fundraising for the Catholic radio station in El Centro.
Very good. Raul Caro and all of our good friends there in the El Centro area. And they have bigger plans, I know that, for.
I'm sure.
So help them generate the funds they need to continue spreading the gospel.
Well, let's hope people come.
Yeah, absolutely. We will. We'll keep them in our prayers. And we're getting together, as we do every year, next week for the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference, the 20th anniversary. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
What were you doing 20 years ago?
I was young pastor.
You were not there yet.
I was still. No, I've been here 18 years.
Right.
So I was still at cathedral prep.
Yeah.
I was ordained 30 years. Thank you very much.
Were you, was Fatika long gone 20 years ago?
Oh, he was just, he was one of the kids I had had. So he just had his 20 some year years. Yeah. So I might have been with Fatika at that particular moment.
That's hysterical. 833-288-EWTN is our toll free number. Plenty of time for your phone calls here at the beginning of the program. 833-288-3986. You know, we talk about Justin Fatika, and you know, that's a well chronicled story, the troubles that you the two of you really had at the onset of your acquaintance. And I think that there are a lot of people, I think in my own life, you know, one of my dear friends, best friend of my late wife, Susie, who you called out at a parish mission in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you very much for doing that. But you know, would have been right at the top of my list of people I would not have even considered broaching the subject of the Catholic faith with. And now here she is, Catholic, two kids through Catholic school, youngest one, you know, a junior in high school now, and not only went through RCIA while her daughter was preparing for First Communion at the parish school, but her husband entered the church the year after she did.
Wow.
So sometimes I think we draw conclusions on behalf of God that are based on our own insecurities and not the reality of the gospel. And, you know, there's some people that we just don't want to talk to.
You got that right. But the reality is, it doesn't matter what we want. It matters what God wants. And God wants all men to be saved, and women, of course, all men and women to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That is God's will. So everybody you see, everybody you know, everybody you think of good, everybody you love, everybody you hate, they all, God wants them to be saved. So you and I got to do our job to do his will. because we have one purpose, to do the will of God. And the will of God is all people be saved. So he wants to use you with the people that you know, whether you like them or not, to bring them to salvation. And so if we get out of the way and let God use us, then that can happen.
We don't have to go seeking these people out, though, do we?
Sometimes. Whatever God tells us, that's what we do. I never tell God how to do things because he always just laughs at me anyway.
Yeah, I think if we're obedient, we probably don't have to go looking for opportunities.
No, he'll come and he'll send us plenty of people. But there's people in our lives every day that we might have to go out of our way for, and he'll just put it on our heart that, listen, remember in the Acts of the Apostles, Stephen is walking, and all of a sudden there's someone there, and the Holy Spirit says, go up and talk to that person. And he did, and he baptized them that very day.
So, 833-288-EWTN is our toll-free number, 833-288-3986. You know, and Jesus himself, you know, he didn't call a bunch of, you know, mealy-mouthed, easy-to-approach kind of dudes to be his. I mean, these fishermen were grisly dudes.
Sure, just like me. It's like one of those realities. They're very, that's what I love about the Gospels. They show the humanity of all the apostles. They show how petty they could be. They show how they wanted, they were very ambitious. They showed their sinfulness, their cowardice. They showed everything. And God used them to found his church. And he still builds his church on such people, like it or not. You know, and so we need to sit there, and if God can use them, he can use me, and he can use you, as long as we give him permission.
833-288-EWTN is our toll-free number, 833-288-3986. The calls are pouring in already, so let's get right to it, shall we?
Let's.
First caller today is Jesse from Jasper, Indiana, listening on Tri-State Catholic Radio. Jesse, you're on with Father Larry Richards.
Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Father. Can you hear me?
I can. I've been to Jasper. Were you there when I was in Jasper years ago?
Yes. You did a great thing there, Father.
Great. So, it was a great time. I loved it. The people there, I still remember well. And I had a great dinner at that German restaurant in Jasper. Very good.
Oh, yes. The Schnitzelbank, yes.
Exactly.
Yes, one of the great salad bars.
Exactly. I remember it well.
Yes.
What's up?
What I wanted to ask you is, how do you perceive God the Father as a loving God if you grew up with either no father, an abandonment father, or a abusive father? You know, because I've always heard the way you perceive your father is the way you perceive God.
That's a true statement.
You know anything about that, Father?
Yes, psychologically, that's a true statement. But God reveals to us what true fatherhood is. Again, my father was an alcoholic. My father was abusive. My father was all those things. I had all that reality. And yet, my greatest intimacy, if you will, is with the Father. My earliest experience of God is I remember sitting in a rocking chair at my grandmother's house. I was downstairs, and I just had this sense of God the Father and him looking at me with such great love, you know, that yet you are loved, you are my son, all the way back then, way before seminary, way before anything, when I was just coming to know whether God is real or not. And I had this deep experience. So often people say, well, I can't have that experience because of my father being da-da-da-da-da-da. And I say, no. God wants to reveal to you who your real father is. Your real father is God the Father. And if you come and when I tell people about how to pray, you know, about spending time with Mark chapter 1, verse 11, you are my beloved son or you are my beloved daughter, and I'm pleased with you. And the Word of God isn't just reading it. Oh, yeah, I'm reading that. The Word of God has power because the Word of God is Jesus Christ himself. It's the God of the Spirit is there. And so if you go and you spend time with that every day, every day, every day until it pounds you into your heart, and now you know when every day you go to pray, God looks at you and says, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And God will reveal to you true fatherhood if you spend time with him.
Does that help, Jesse?
Yes. I know you got to get more callers, but
that's okay.
You said it was Matthew. What was it?
Mark 1:11. Mark chapter 1, verse 11. It's the baptism of Jesus. And you just spend time with there, and you do it every day, and just have the Holy Spirit say, speak to my heart your word, and you let the Holy Spirit reveal to you who God the Father is and who you are, and you watch what happens.
God bless you, Jesse. We appreciate that phone call. Just getting started on a Thursday edition of EWTN's Open Line. The number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you're outside the United States and Canada, your number is 1-205-271-2985, and we'll put you straight to the front of the line. EWTN's Open Line Thursday. We're talking the new evangelization with Father Larry Richards.
This is Open Line on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. If you have a question, call 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Outside North America, call 1-205-271-2985. Or send us an email to openline@ewtn.com.
Be sure to check out Holy Mass right here from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel on the grounds of EWTN daily at 8 o'clock Eastern Time every morning right here on EWTN Radio and television. Michael McCall is a slave to the clock. He has no spontaneity within him whatsoever.
Wow.
When it's time to start, he starts. When it's time to end, he ends. He has zero, zero, zero flexibility.
Wow.
Now
that's
the world,
very judgmental.
Now the world knows. That's just a statement of fact. I'm not sending him to hell. I'm just telling you how it is.
Sounds distraction to me. Anyway, go ahead.
Next up is Luke in Fargo, North Dakota, listening on our great affiliate there, Real Presence Radio. Luke, what's your question today for Father Larry?
Hello, Luke.
Father Larry, I'm a practicing Catholic. My daughter is a non-practicing Catholic.
Yep.
She's been living with a guy for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And he's a non-practicing Baptist mm-hmm. who proposed to my daughter. They want to get married in a Baptist church, and she wants to know if I'm going to walk her down the aisle.
Oh.
I'm wondering if I'm allowed to witness this.
Well, she's not getting married, of course. She won't be married by the faith unless, but she can, you know, it is possible for her to go and get permission to get married in a Baptist church as a Catholic so that she would be. And so I always say, first of all, explain to her, you know, all the ramifications. She can't be a godmother. She can't be a sponsor for a baptism. She can't be a sponsor for confirmation. She can't receive any of the sacraments if she is not in a blessed marriage. And so, but she can get married in the Baptist church with the permission of the Catholic Church. All she has to do is see a priest and they can get her a dispensation. But if she does it without, then of course that would be a sinful union. Now, what to do? I'm not going to tell you. You got to ask God, because you have to look at it. You have to know your daughter and you have to know what's happening. Objectively, it would be sinful to go and participate in someone else's sin. But at the same time, when you're trying to keep your daughter or get your daughter back in the faith by being present there with her, does that keep the door open that you can get her in? Or does it, or by you being there saying, oh, it really doesn't matter where you get married, you know, as long as you're getting married? And that would be the wrong message. I can tell you, my mother got married outside the church when I was a seminarian, and I was there because I was her son. But that opened the door for me to fix it later, where if I'd have just made a stand and said, nope, we still might not be talking. So again, I can never tell you. You got to ask God and do what gives you peace. There'll be some people, some priests will tell you, absolutely not. You cannot go. And so I'm not going to argue with these people at all. If that's what you believe in your heart, then don't go. But I'm saying that sometimes being present there at least keeps the door open. But I won't tell you one way or the other. You have to ask God, and it'd be smart if you were asking someone, a priest that's in your area.
Thanks, Luke. We appreciate that call, and we'll keep you in our prayers here at EWTN Radio. 833-288-EWTN is our toll-free number, 833-288-3986. That's the number Tim used in Boston, Massachusetts, listening at EWTN.com. Tim, you're on with Father Larry.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Father, how are you this afternoon?
I am very blessed. You really sound like you're from Boston. What's up?
Well, thank you. I am a long time, probably many generations.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, Father, I'm sorry, a little nervous. I've never in my life called a radio show.
Well, I'm glad you did. What's
it's
up?
Very emotional for me.
Okay.
Well, my grandmother passed away recently.
Okay. Sorry
she was
to hear
older,
that.
So it was not. Thank you. She was a blessed life. Believe it or not, she lived well into her hundreds.
Oh wow.
And as she used to say, she would only be about 7 years old.
Mm.
Nana Stella passed away recently, and my dad, Dave, she passed away in Nantucket. My dad, Dave, he works in New York. He brought me up in the faith and in the church, God bless him, but now he's wavered. And ever since my grandma passed away, my grams really meant so much to him. I think he's going off the path. Like I said, he works in New York City. The day she passed away, he was so angry, he tried to fire one of my cousins, Steve, works there. He tried to fire Steve for no good reason, blamed for something he didn't do. Just recently, we had a memorial to celebrate her life after 60 days. We had a very nice event at our house. We had, I'm sorry, it really upset me what happened, but he came over. We had Chinese food, and there were about 20 people there. He left a very big mess. He was disrespectful. He made faith. He didn't clean up. It was just really bad scene. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's about him being a bad person. I think he's losing his faith. We have a cat, believe it or not. We call him Big Cat. That night the cat was injured. I don't know what happened to it. So anyway, my sister Ellie tried to get him into you know, to try to bring him back to the faith. My cousin, or my aunt Erica, mm-hmm. My aunt, she tried to speak with him about treating us better, and maybe he needed to come back to Jesus and back to God. But he's just been ranting lately.
So, Father, how can you deal with a situation like that?
Well, again, first of all, you have to recognize that he's hurt, and when people are hurt, you know, hurt people, as the saying goes, hurt people hurt people. And so if he's hurting because of his mother and different things, you first have to, if you can talk to him, talk about, instead of the symptoms of the anger and the pain and everything else, we deal with the hurt and say, you know, what are you hurting about? Can we help you deal with your own pain? But you might not even be able to get there. So if you can't get there, the best thing to do is to, you know, I always say everyone, and again, it's because it's the truth. Everyone I've ever given and put into Blessed Mother's arms, I've got them back, or she's got them back. And so one of the things you can do is you sit there and you say the rosary for him every day that he comes back, and you put his name in there. Or you can just say, Dad, you know, it can be something as Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for my dad now and at the hour of his death. Amen. You just keep saying it. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for my dad now and at the hour of his death. Amen. You can also do the thing with the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And again, what that does is it's making the grace of God, the rays of God, which are everywhere, and it's focusing them on your Father. And what that can do is two things. One, bring him healing, and two, bring him home. And that's what we want with everybody like this. We want them to be healed, and we want them to come home. And so your prayer can really do great things. And again, if you want to take it up a notch, you fast for him on Fridays, or you just do bread and water and no in-between meals, or one meal a day or whatever, and just say, Lord, I do this for my dad, that he'll be healed and he comes home to the faith. And that those two things can be unbelievable. So I hope that can help.
833-288-EWTN is our toll-free number. Couple lines open at 833-288-3986. Talking the new evangelization with Father Larry Richards. Next up is Eileen in Santa Fe, California, listening to EWTN on Sirius XM Channel 130. She's a first-time caller. Eileen, you're on with Father Larry.
Hello, Eileen.
Hi, Father. Good to hear from you and listen to your voice, finally.
Thanks for calling, Eileen. What is up?
Well, Father, I'm struggling with my husband. My husband has 100 PTSD, TBI. These are all war-related, and now we're in the process of filing a divorce. But my question is, because my husband is also religious, actually we're serving in our parish, like we are Eucharistic minister, him too, and he's also a lector. But he's kind of think of him as, he's got this, you know, NPD, you know, are you familiar with that? Like a narcissistic personality disorder.
Okay.
It's different when he's around people, and then when he's at home, he's different. He has many times mentally and verbally abused me, and now I can't take it anymore. Now my question is, how does God treat people with mental illness like him? Very complex. And he's in denial. He don't want to get help. You know, they're all free. He can do a one-on-one counseling, but he's in denial. He said it's okay.
And now and that happens a lot.
Our marriage.
Sure. Well, first of all, when it comes to any kind of mental illness, again, to commit any sin, we need serious matter, full knowledge, full consent for mortal sin anyway, and that usually applies for other type of sin. So you need full consent. So when a person is mentally ill, a lot of time there's not full consent, but they can get help, and if they're not willing to get help, then again, the best thing we could do for them is, as I did talk with the last caller, that you just pray for him. And because, again, the Lord wants his heart, the Lord wants to bring healing to him, but the Lord wants to also bring healing to you. He wants healing all the way around. And again, you can do such great things just by your prayer. And so when you're a person and you're just praying and you're asking the Lord to bring healing to him and to you, miracles can happen. And we believe in a God of miracles. And so you got to believe that about your husband, that he can do great things with his heart. You know, so again, I don't know how God deals with people, if you want specifics, but I know God is always deals with us, and he meets us where we are, but he doesn't want to leave us there. So I think your prayers can really help that whole situation and bring healing.
Does that help, Eileen?
No, Father. Yes, but from day one, I've been praying for him, Father.
Just well, sure, but you married him knowing the way he was, did you not? Yes. So, I mean, again, so that's part of the reality. But now, you know, you keep praying. Again, I've never lost anyone I've put in the Blessed Mother's arms, so you cannot despair because Jesus got you, didn't he? And that took a lot. Ooh, you know, so we're all, you know, the Word of God today in the first reading says, all have sinned and all are deprived of the glory of God. That's every single one of us. That's most especially me, even Jack. You know, so all of us need the mercy of God. So you keep praying.
Yeah.
Right, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I think of that old popular song, Minute by Minute. That's where I live in the need of God's mercy on that.
Exactly.
more of the time than I would be, you know, care to admit.
Absolutely.
You're listening to EWTN's Open Line Thursday, talking the new evangelization with Father Larry Richards. Straight ahead, we'll talk to Anthony Lewis, Danny, and hopefully we'll talk to you as well. The number to be on the program is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you're outside the United States and Canada, your number is 1-205-271-2985, and we'll put you straight to the front of the line at 1-205-271-2985. You can send us an email, openline@ewtn.com, or you can text your question to Father Larry. Text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Text your first name and your question. Message and data rates may apply. Open Line Thursday with Father Larry Richards.
This is Open Line on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 800-919-3986. Plenty of time for your calls. Right back to the phones we go. Anthony is in South Bend, Indiana, a first-time caller, listening on our great affiliate there in Northern Indiana, Redeemer Radio. Anthony, you're on with Father Larry.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Father Larry. How are you? I listened to you on the radio on the way to work. So
I'm sorry.
It's my first time. Thank
you. Well, I'm glad you called. I'm blessed, blessed, blessed. How are you?
Well, I've seen better days, Father.
Okay.
So, it's one of the reasons I'm calling.
Okay. What's up?
Well, I have multiple things that I wish you had time to address.
Okay.
But I guess maybe two of them. One is you spoke about if you love someone, then you're going to suffer, and I've taken that into a great consideration, and in my relationship, I said suffering is that made it okay to suffer, but it didn't turn out quite well. But maybe you can give me some guidance on that, or maybe a scripture. But and something that may be a lot easier is I'm new to the Catholic faith. I have not converted yet.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 3 years, a lot of experiences have guided me to the faith, and lo and behold, all my life I have believed in the Catholic life. There's been a lot of throughout my years a lot of misinformation about the Catholic faith that I've just found these past few years. And
this year I
fasted for the first time. And it was very cleansing and enlightening for me. So I don't have a church home. I attend multiple masses at different places. If you can give me a guidance on what's the first steps to learn and be prayerful, because I'm a new Christian as far as I don't know what to do.
Okay. The first thing you do is you got to make sure you pray every day and you listen. So you let the Father hold you, like I talked about earlier, that let him tell you you are his beloved son. And when you come to know who you are, then he'll lead you into the family of God, of course, which is the church. And again, it's a great time now because it's in the fall. And so either it just started this last week or will be starting. There is RCIA, you know, Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults is just starting now. And you're in South Bend, Indiana, so Notre Dame, I know, has it, but so do all the churches around. Depending on what kind of worship you have, Notre Dame, I know I went to Notre Dame to get a degree in liturgy in the summers, and their Sunday liturgies are unbelievable, very beautiful. They put a lot of work into them, and they're very respectful and beautiful. And so you could go there, or there's beautiful churches throughout South Bend, too. So you find a community, and you just ask them about the RCIA. You can even just call around and say, you know, I'm interested in becoming a Catholic, and they'll tell you about their program and what it consists of, and that could help you. So that's the first thing. The second thing, again, focus on your prayer to get to know, again, the Father who loves you and wants you to be a member of his church. And then when it comes to the suffering, what we had talked about earlier, you know, when we suffer for people and when we love, because I always say every time you love anyone, they're going to hurt you, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, because when you love people, you make yourself vulnerable. Jesus loved us so much that it killed him. And some people it worked well for, other people it did not work well for, because everybody is still free. So just because we suffer for others and we get hurt, when we love, it doesn't mean that everything's always going to work together for good. It will for you, but it might not work out for them because they still have free will. You know, and so when it happens and you say, Lord, I offer up this suffering for the good of them, then it can be you become a victim, person who offers up yourself for others, and then you join yourself with Christ on the cross, and it can be great grace for you. But again, the other person, they still have free will to receive that or not receive that. So you keep doing it because, again, it'll still be great grace for you. And so all those things you can learn more about as you enter into the church and go through the RCIA program. So it's time to come home. So come home. It'll be great to have you.
God bless you, Anthony. One of the best things you've done is called the radio program, so you'll have a bunch of your brothers and sisters praying for you as you go through this process.
Got it.
833-288-EWTN is our toll-free number. 833-288-3986. Next stop, Father Larry, El Centro, California.
Whoa,
Danny
good
is
job.
In El Centro calling, a first-time caller. Danny, you're on with Father Larry.
Hello, Danny.
Thank you. Hey, Father Larry Richards and Jack Williams. good morning to you here from Southern California. It's a beautiful day. We can hardly wait to see you tomorrow, Father Larry
Absolutely.
Richards, here at St. Mary's Parish in El Centro, California, which is Imperial Valley.
It's well, there you go. I'm very excited. Good job.
Well, we're more excited than you are, Father.
Oh, there you go. Wait till you meet me. You won't be excited anymore. It'll be like, holy cow.
No, we will. And what's more exciting than anything is your gift to us. When I say us, it's my wife and I will be celebrating our 51st wedding anniversary on Saturday, the 19th. So that's our gift that you're going to give to us.
Danny, you don't sound like you're 51.
You don't sound like you're exactly. You sound like you're a kid.
My voice is very young, but I got 75 years on me.
There you go. That's still young. 75 years, a baby. I'm going to be 60 here, and I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know what they say, Danny. The first 76 are the hardest.
Exactly.
We listen to you all the time. We get a chance. I'm not too much in the car too often, but when I do, you know, my wife and I listen to Father Larry Richards and good old Jack Williams, you know, doing
good
a good job over there next to you.
Bless God.
Well, Danny. I got my check written out, Father Larry.
There you go. I'll see you tomorrow. You make sure you introduce yourself to me tomorrow, or I'll see you Saturday.
Amen.
Yeah, tomorrow
also,
night. Make sure you say hi.
Also, Jack. Absolutely. And so you can give us a special blessing for our anniversary. Appreciate it. Now, Jack, you say hello to your beautiful wife, Jonette.
I will do it, Danny. I promise you that I will.
There you go.
You say,
good
and
job.
You support that. You support John Paul II Catholic Radio there in El Centro, all right?
Yes.
Good job.
That's right. That's JP2 Radio. They're hosting it, and they've really been this is like an advertisement. So more people will, if they're listening now, please come and see Father Larry Richards. I think there might still be a few tickets left. They're going like crazy.
Good job. Well, come. It'll be great to have you, and it'll be great to meet everybody tomorrow, God willing. So pray for me, and I'll see you tomorrow, God willing.
And all of you at JP2 Radio, get Danny on the payroll now.
Yeah, exactly.
833-288-EWTN is our toll-free number. 833-288-3986. Next stop for us is Greenville, South Carolina. Lewis is in Greenville listening on the TuneIn radio app. He's a first-time caller. Lewis, you're on with Father Larry.
Hello, Lewis.
Hey, Father Larry. It's a pleasure to be talking to you and a pleasure to hear some wisdom and inspiration in the faith.
Thank you. What's up?
Well, Father, let me tell you what the issue is. I am, you know, I've been a Catholic all my life. I'm a Catholic. Mm-hmm. I really believe in our doctrine, the faith, and the whole thing. But I have friends, just like a lot of us do, who are Protestant or the separated church, which I like to call sometimes our friends. Mm-hmm. And what they do is, one of the key points that they hammer a lot is the purgatory scenario.
Sure.
And so what I like to do is, you know, they always, you know, I like to, from a biblical point of view, like to see, you know, how can I teach and show this to them?
Sure.
How can I say, hey, listen, because I've told you, hey, purgatory is not in the Bible exactly, the word purgatory. Well, where can I take them from, you know, in the Bible and show them, hey, this is where the purge, this is where the cleanse is, this is that point. Because their point is, the Bible says there's heaven, and then there's hell, and that's it. There's nothing in between.
Well,
either
if you go to the Old
Testament,
yes, in the Old Testament, it does say in 2 Maccabees, again, in 2 Maccabees, but the problem is they don't have Maccabees in their Bibles. They have 7 less books than we do in the Old Testament. But you can say, if you had all of them, would be able to say in 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 42 and following, it talks about turning in supplication. They prayed that the sinful deed might be blotted out because these people did what they weren't supposed to do and they were dead. And then a noble Judas warned the soldiers to keep themselves free from sin. Then he took a collection among the soldiers. And then it says in verse 44, "For if they were expecting the fallen to rise again, it would have been useless and foolish to pray for them. But they did this with the view that it is a splendid reward that awaits those who had gone before us. It is a holy and pious thought." So to pray for the dead, and that's where it comes from. That's the proof passage, but again, Protestants don't have that. But there are other passages too. Again, I'd encourage you, all you have to do is go to Google and type in Catholic Purgatory in the Bible. You can also go to EWTN, and you can also go to Catholic Answers, and Catholic Answers gives that question exactly. Boom, 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 boom. And it'll give you all the scripture passages where it's at and why we believe in it. Okay?
Great. That sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Lewis, and I'll give you another resource, Lewis, and as a matter of fact, I'll give you just, if you don't mind, Father Larry, I'll give him a little crash course, because our good friend John Martinoni, who is the host of Open Line Monday, does as good a job from Scripture of explaining purgatory as anybody that I've ever, you know, really run across, and he basically bases it on four biblical principles that lead to the concept of purgatory. One of those is that there is the possibility of punishment for sin even after one has been forgiven. In the second book of Samuel, David says to Nathan, "I've sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord, the child that is born to you shall die." David was forgiven, yet he was still punished. Biblical principle number two can be found in the book of Revelation, "But nothing unclean shall enter heaven." And that's the second principle. Nothing unclean, nothing with the stain of sin will enter heaven. And in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, "But you have come to the Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to judge who is God of all, and to the spirits of the just made perfect."
There you go.
The just made perfect. And spiritual principle number three is there is a way or a process by which the spirits of the just are made perfect. And the final principle is there is a place where a person can go after death other than heaven or hell. And that's in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, where it talks about a man going to a place where he will suffer loss as through fire, but still be saved. And where can that be? It can't be heaven, because you won't suffer loss in heaven. It can't be hell, because you won't be saved in hell. So what is that other place? That place is what we call purgatory.
There you go. I never heard that. Good job.
All right. God bless you, Lewis. We appreciate that phone call. 833-288-EWTN. I've got to buy Martinoni lunch now, probably.
I guess.
833-288-3986. Next up is Lorenzo in San Antonio, Texas, listening on the iHeartRadio app. Lorenzo, you're on with Father Larry.
Hello, Lorenzo. What a great name.
Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we Father, know.
Okay,
what's up?
Father, all right, sir. I'm retired military. I'm a knight, lifelong Catholic, and I'm also a I'll be up front with you. I'm a conservative.
Sure am I.
You want to say GOP? Okay. So how do we confront fellow conservatives when the evangelicals rip the Pope almost every day here? The Pope and, for that matter, quite honestly, Archbishop Gustavo. They come across as socialists. So what are we supposed to do? How do we confront that?
Well, first of all, Jesus was a socialist, if you're going to look at it from that perspective. He talked about the poor. He talked about all that kind of stuff. But again, neither was truly Jesus a socialist, and neither is the Pope a socialist. What they do is they take sound bites and they run with them. You know, like right now, there's so many sound bites out there about what the Pope, like, again, when the stuff came out on the encyclical on the environment, oh my gosh, it was like, it was told this is the worst thing ever, and the Holy Father's going, and I read that encyclical, and it's one of the best things I've ever read, when you read it in the fullness. So when you read these things in context, you know, usually there's all kinds of gospel stuff there. Sometimes we just want Jesus to talk about sin, who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. But Jesus also, the only time Jesus explicitly talked about who goes to hell is in Matthew chapter 25. And in Matthew chapter 25, the way he talks about it is the sins of omission is what sends people to hell forever. And he goes back to social things. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. And then the only thing he says explicitly, get out of my sight, you condemned, to the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Why? Because I was hungry and he gave me no food. I was thirsty and he gave me no drink. So that's the gospel. And I am an ultra-conservative, but the gospel is the gospel, and we need to follow the fullness of the gospel. If you read Corinthians, St. Paul almost pounds the Corinthians because at Mass, people are praying and worshiping, but they're letting the poor be poor and they're not sharing their food with them. So he says, it's a shame. How dare you that would be able to do that? You come and you give your stuff to God and you don't even take care of the poor amongst you. So it's all there. And then again, in the early church, when Paul was coming into the, you know, becoming an apostle, if you will, they said, you can do all this, but the one thing you must be concerned about is the poor. And he said, something I have done from the beginning. So that kind of stuff has always been there. But if you take that out of context, it sounds like, you know, they're just all socialists. But we're not socialists. The Pope isn't a socialist, and Jesus wasn't a socialist. But you could make arguments on sound bites about, yes, the Pope's a socialist. You could also make an argument that Jesus Christ was a socialist if you did that. But we know none of that stuff's true. But I always say, read the whole thing and tell them. Well, let's look at what he says. Huh? So first of all, for you read the whole documents and find out the context of everything. That'll help you give a better argument.
God bless you, Lorenzo. Thanks so much for that phone call. You know, we've got a great site. It's part of the EWTN family. It's a website called Church Pop. It features new online Christian content every single day. It's fun. It's informative. It's inspirational. You can find it on Snapchat, Instagram, but most importantly, on the web at churchpop.com. That's churchpop.com. Back to the phones we go. Violet is in Libertyville, Illinois, listening to 88.5 WSFI in the Chicagoland area. Violet, you are on with Father Larry.
Hello, Violet.
Excuse me. Hello, Father Gary. Oh, Larry. My question is,
yes.
I am a 53 years old woman. Mm-hmm. I am divorced. Mm-hmm. I am tired or sick of feeling lonely. Mm-hmm. And I've dated a couple of guys out of church, mm-hmm. but sooner or later or eventually they want intimacy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to offend God. Mm-hmm. I want to live my faith. I've been Catholic pretty much all my life, and I want to live my faith.
Sure.
And I look for someone in the church, and that person was very involved in some church groups. But again, he wanted intimacy too. Mm-hmm. But the problem that I've been encountering is that nobody, guys outside or inside the church, they don't want a commitment at my age. What mm-hmm. can I do? I mean, I'm
first, do you have an annulment from your divorce?
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay. So you're free to date. The best thing I always go to is, you ever hear, you always go to St. Anne. You ever hear the prayer, St. Anne, find me a man. You ever know that prayer?
I've been praying for years, Father, for years.
St. Anne?
For some reason, I've, say that again?
To St. Anne? Did you pray to St. Anne?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because St. Anne is the mother of Mary. And so the whole history of it's been, you always go to St. Anne, because look who she got for Mary to be her spouse, the Holy Spirit. And so it's a great thing that you go to St. Anne, you can make a novena to St. Anne to find, and what you're looking for is a husband. So pray to St. Anne for a husband and watch what happens. It's only 9 days of prayer. So go online, find a novena to St. Anne, the mother of the Blessed Mother, for a husband, and see what happens. That's all I can say.
God bless you, Violet. Thanks so much for that phone call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I think sometimes, Father Larry, we really find God's will for us and peace with God's will for us when we enter into a novena or a time of prayer surrendering ourselves to whatever God's will is, as opposed to entering that with a particular desired outcome.
And the husband that God might give her is himself, you know, because Jesus wants to be the true spouse of every soul. So again, the answer of that novena, she finds Jesus as her true spouse of her soul. And so the loneliness goes away because she has now Jesus as her spouse, which who is faithful to her forever. So that's part of what where the novena can take her.
Next up is another first-time caller, Patricia in Denver, Colorado, listening to EWTN on the Catholic Radio Network. Patricia, you're on with Father Larry Richards.
Hello, Patricia.
Hi. Hi, Father. This is Patricia, and God bless you.
Thank you. My question
to you is, about 5 or 6 years ago, my daughter confessed that she was a lesbian and that she had been living with another woman. And obviously, this broke my heart.
Sure.
And I have been trying to kind of reconcile with this. I have told her what the Catholic Church believes and what I do believe.
Good.
And I told her, I said, I will always love you. You will always be my daughter. But I can't see this because she wanted me to meet the other person and kind of like, can she come to the holidays, to gatherings? And I said, no, I don't think that's possible. And so since then, I have been, my heart, like I said, has been broken. And I don't know how to reconcile with her because, I don't know, I have asked myself, if Jesus were here in front of her, what would he say to her and what would he do?
Well, first of all, he'd have dinner with her and her friend because he wants all people to be saved. I mean, that has to be your thing. You can do more through love than you can through judgment, because if you just say, no, you're not allowed part of my house. Now, hear me, though. I would let her come to your house for all those things. I would not let them stay and have intimacy at your house, because that would be committing sin in your house and then going against everything you believe in. And that would be wrong. But for you to be in relationship with somebody, whether you agree with them or not, would not be wrong. Jesus ate and drank with sinners, and people hated his guts for that. And so he kept doing that. I mean, Jesus, again and again and again, the scriptures are clear that he did that. So again, I would, you'll find priests that completely disagree with me and tell you to do something else, then go do what they say. But I believe that if God wants everyone to be saved, including your daughter and your daughter's friend, then we have to do everything in our power for that. The first thing we do is we pray for them, and you write her name down, but you also got to be praying for her friend, you know, that she comes to conversion. So you pray for them, and the second thing you do is you love them. And so that means you accept them where they are so you can get them where Jesus wants them to be. So you love them, love them, love them. They should see you as the most loving person they know, because God is love. So you should love them, love them, love them. And then you witness to them about Jesus wants to be the true spouse. And he will fill the emptiness that they both experience with himself. They will not find that in each other. But they'll only hear that from you when they know that you love them and you want what's best for them. Right now, they probably just see you as someone who is judging them and trying to get you to them to conform to what you believe. That never works. You know, it has to be we do not tolerate sin in our life, of course, sin in our house, of course, but at the same time, we still invite people in and we have dinner and we have lunch because Jesus ate and drank with sinners, and I think we have to do the same.
Very quickly, we'll head to San Antonio, Texas. Kristen, first-time caller in San Antonio. Kristen, I hate to cut you short, but we're almost at the end of the program. What's your question?
Hi, Kristen.
I'll be quick. Hi. I am in a business relationship that I am pretty desperate to get out of, and I am praying that God's will be done, and I want to make sure I'm praying in the right way is the bottom line. I know what I want, but I want God's will to be done.
Very good. The best thing I always tell people to do that is you put all your options on different sheets of paper, stay, get out, whatever it is. And you put the good and bad on each sheet of paper. Then you sit with Jesus and say, Jesus, I want your will more than my next breath. You tell me what to do and I'll do it. And you sit differently with each of these pieces of paper, each of your different options. and you do with whatever gives you peace, because in His will is our peace. So you, if one, you hold it in your hands and it doesn't give you peace, get rid of it immediately. And then you keep going. You might have down to two different options, and both of them are not, you're not sure which. Well, you just keep sitting with it and then think, if I was to drop dead right now, is this God's will for me? Does that give you peace? And that's what you do.
God bless you, Christian. Thanks so much for your phone call. Father Larry, would you leave us with a blessing?
God of love and mercy, we ask you to bless everyone who's listening to us now. Give them peace in their Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. On behalf of our host, Father Larry Richards, our producer, Michael McCall, our call screener, Ryan Penny, and our social media maven, Mr. Jeff Burson, I'm Jack Williams. Thanks so much for tuning in to EWTN's Open Line Thursday. Back at it tomorrow, our very own Vice President of Theology, Colin Donovan, will be in the house. Until we get together then, God bless.